Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. I'm your host Matthew, and saying it's gonna be a pleasant one to do, but important and hopefully interesting podcast. This episode is called Snow White and the Brain Rot Racism. At least that's what I think I'm gonna end up calling this episode. If what I've just said is different to what the title is, it means I slightly changed my mind. So, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, although this film is just called Snow White, the 2025 live action remake, another live action remake from Disney. I didn't realize they'd been doing these for like basically over 10 years, or roughly over 10 years. This kind of new-ish era of going through 100 years of catalogue and just doing live action remakes with the occasional sequel to original film or original film. I know what I want to say. It's just how I get there and how I convey the very specific things I want to say in this podcast. So just to be clear, two points I kind of want to make off the bat. I have not seen this film, the live action remake. I think I've seen the animated one, but it was probably a long time ago and it's not one that's at the top of my memory. So yeah, but this isn't a review of Snow White anyway. So actually watching this film is relatively irrelevant to the actual point I'm trying to make. And second of all, if you are the average everyday person that went to see this film, for whatever various reasons you might have seen this film, and if you simply came away from this film and you didn't like it for normal reasons, I am not directing what I'm saying towards you. You are allowed to watch this film and you are allowed to dislike it because you think it's just not good for a variety of reasons that a film might not be good. There is unfortunately the other side, and we are going to get into some political stuff because I think it's very necessary. Going to be talking about Israel Palestine, relate the relation of that to Gal Gadot, and kind of going from there. So the long story sort of short with all of this is it seems that for this film not making much money and for being actually rated a 1.5 out of 10 on IMDb, at least that's what I'm looking at right now, and a 41% on Rotten Tomatoes, which I'm actually surprised how high that is given all of the shenanigans that are going on, that it's just all Rachel Zegler's fault. All of it. Every single reason that this film was bad is because it is quote unquote too woke, and all of it's Rachel Zegler's fault. All of it. The reason that this film is potentially badly animated is because of Rachel Zegler. The reason it's directed badly, even though she didn't direct this film, Mark Webb directed this film, is because of her. And yeah, she's a woke actress, as they say, and yeah, whether it's the box office, whether it's the ratings for the film, or anything else involving the film, of course, there's the animation on the dwarves, there's Gal Gadot's acting, there's the entire concept of remaking the film. If we scale all everything back, the entire premise and reason for actually making this film in the first place. Because as I've been doing in the last couple of years, it's not always a question as to why a thing is bad. Sometimes it's the question of why was the thing made? Because sometimes the reason for something being bad is not always because it's just bad. It's sometimes because the idea was flawed from the beginning. And look, this film could have turned out potentially better than what it was. And again, I haven't seen the film personally, but I've heard, to be honest, from the more normal consensus, I've heard a very normal mixed bag of it's all right. It's not brilliant. It's not necessarily terrible, But then I've also heard like it looks very nice, and then other things where it doesn't look very nice, and just a general kind of from the more normal consensus, a kind of mixed bag on. Some people think it's good, some people think it's all right, some people think it's awful, some people think it's brilliant. And those are all very normal opinions. What's not normal to do is blame this entire thing crashing and burning, both critically and, let's say, commercially, box office wise, on an actress who's just trying to, was just hired for a role, because that's what actresses do. I mean, that's what people do, they get hired to do things. And to me, is one of the lesser problems. Let's say outside of the film itself, you've got Gal Gadot in this film, playing, of course, the evil Wicked Witch or whatever she's called, who's made her stance on the whole Israel-Palestine thing very clear. Did that a while ago. I don't know if they were filming or what point they were at with this film. You've also then got, from clips and from bits of trailers that I've seen, some average to poor acting from her herself. Then you've got the fundamental idea, and this is where my problem with the film, the actual film itself comes in, is Disney is continuing to do this. Now, some of these live action remakes have been decent successes, but I think if you ran a survey of a good number of people, most people would tell you that they want Disney to stop doing these films and to make new original stuff. But don't worry, because that's where Pixar is carrying Disney on its back. And Pixar is getting weirdly ignored for doing the thing that people want them to do, which is original films. And then Pixar gets crucified for making sequels, because God forbid we ever see a Pixar sequel. I find the difference in reception sometimes between Disney and Pixar very, very strange. Like, one of them is literally just like, right, we don't know what we're doing, open the old catalogue and go through and just remake everything. And then, oh, put out a Moana 2, which did do very well, granted. And then put out, what was it called? Strange Worlds, which was like Disney's first original animated film for a while. And then, hey, let's bury that in between, I think it was Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and the second Avatar film, because that will make it do really well, won't it? Yeah, that won't make the film bomb at all. And then, oh, we'll just blame that film's bad box office because there's a gay character, and we'll just smear it and call it woke, and then just that's that. Not because it was buried between two massive films, all three of which Disney's in control of, Avatar and Avatar 2. And second Black Panther film, it's got nothing to do with that. Yeah, it's so that's where my initial issue comes in, is just Disney continuing to do this. And some of them have been all right, but I think over 50% of these have not really gone down particularly well. But okay, so to get more to the like main kind of topic here. So you've got, so let me list the things that I think are wrong with this film, and then we could talk about the thing that's not really wrong with this film, but the thing that is getting blamed for this film's downfall. So you've got a vocal Israel supporter with Gal Gadot, as well as, again, clips and bits and trailers of bits that I've seen of her acting in this film, which is subpar at best. So you've got, let's say, the Gal Gadot issue, whether it's the Israel thing or the whole thing of her acting in this film. And look, I thought she was phenomenal as Wonder Woman. I really, really love her as Wonder Woman. But that's done now, right? Then you've got the actual concept of doing more live action remakes, and how that's not inherently a bad idea, but you are relying on that and leaning on that, and that is pretty much the only thing that you're doing, specifically Disney. I know when people say Disney, they think, okay, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic, all these things, but I'm talking specifically Disney films, not Pixar films, not Marvel films, not Star Wars films, not National Geographic stuff. just what Disney itself is doing. Then you got the whole kerfuffle with the dwarves, and again, I haven't seen the film, but from what I've seen from the CG of them, I think it looks awful. And it's weird to me that you felt the need to. Because I don't know which one of these is the case, but both of them were the incorrect options. They either did hire little people for this film and CG'd over all of their faces, or you completely CG'd the dwarves themselves. I think what they've actually done is option A. I've never actually found out the correct answer. But what you should be doing is option C, is casting little people actors that are good enough to do the roles and then not really need to CG over their faces. So yeah, and given that, okay, it's not called Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, but we know that's what the film is based on. Yeah, that's that. Given how often they're probably on screen, and that there's seven of them, and you're not really gonna be able to hide it very well, I think it looks pretty terrible. But I don't really know why you felt the need to CG their faces. So that's problem number three. So what do we list? Disney's live action stuff continuing, Gal Gadot situation there, and the whole little people situation with the seven dwarves. Because in terms of the film itself, I can't blame the writing, acting, directing, apart from the bits of Gal Gadot that I've seen, the directing, the visuals and stuff. And yeah, okay, I know a lot of people come away from this film and gone, oh, it's a I they like the story of Snow White, and this is a real looking pretty version. That's fine. That's, you know, if you're a fan of Snow White and you wanted to see this film and you think, hey, it's got a real look to it because it's got real people in front of the cameras, not animated characters, although the dwarves' faces are CG, and you want to see a real looking, very good looking version of this film, then that's great. I mean, I've said a number of times with, let's say, with The Last of Us, it's getting adapted, obviously, or is being adapted from a CG motion capture video game to a live action, real looking TV series. And the thing that I love about that, obviously, other than going through Last of Us again, is seeing this game be brought to life and look real. As great as the graphics are for the Part 1 and Part 2 remakes and all that kind of stuff, it's brilliant to see it look real, real, because it does look real, because it's got, you know, humans in front of the camera, instead of people mo-capped. And granted, that looks very, very good, but I think you can see my point there. So yeah, you've got those few things that are to me the main problems behind this film. I then go online, of course, before, during, and after this film's release, and it's like all of those things I've just mentioned, Disney's live action stuff, Gal Gadot, the dwarves, all that, has just been totally swept aside. And let's just blame all of this on Rachel Zegler. Ziegler. On Rachel. And because people aren't obviously happy with the fact that she's. Because to me personally, I would describe her more as person of color than black. I might not be correct about that, but she's not a white person. And of course, people have made the jokes before, like, hey, this is cool, let's call it Snow Black instead of Snow White, and blah blah blah, and all this sort of thing. I think the because where I'm gonna tie the whole brain rot thing of what I've done with the title here is the amount of. See, sometimes I struggle to describe these things because they don't make sense, and they don't register with my brain, because my brain just doesn't work that way. Even though I'm no longer shocked or surprised around this type of commentary of how racism works in the world at the moment, obviously things are very heightened with a number of things within the state of the world at the moment. There's some people out there that are so your brain is so rotted with racism that you look at, because this doesn't just apply to this Snow White film, this applies to many other things, but I thought I'd focus on this as the topic here. You're so, I don't know, threatened, scared is the right word to use. Your brain is so rotten and full with this hatred, and your brain is so focused on that specific element that whether it's this or other things, which I will get to in a minute, your brain is so rotten from that you can't, your brain cannot see past, oh, they didn't get a white person to play Snow White in this live action film, that you dismiss everything else. Because I guarantee there's people that went to hate watch this film, which, by the way, you're voting in, your vote, if you, whether it's through racism or whatever else, if you don't like this film or you don't like the idea of it, if you're still going to see this film and you're going to hate watch it, you are incorrectly voting with your wallet. Because again, what you are doing is, you can put all the nasty, you can give a 0.01 out of 10, it doesn't really matter. If you're still giving Disney your money for these films, and granted they might not get the same message from this film because the box office is doing worse, if you're going to a cinema and you're paying to hate watch something, you are telling that studio that you like the idea of that film. That is what you're doing. It does not matter if you come away from this film and whether it's, again, the normal sort of, hey, I just didn't like this film because it just wasn't very good, weren't very interesting, whatever. Or the brain rot racism thing of, I'm going to ignore every single thing in this film and just blame the whole thing on the woman of color because you didn't like that that woman of color was given the job, right? That's what this essentially stems down to. You're still telling the studio the wrong thing, because even if you do have the, in my opinion, incorrect view of this film's awful because they cast a woman of color as the Snow White in this situation, but you're still giving your money over at the counter or the till, whatever, to see this film, you're telling Disney that you like the idea of these films, or that you at least have the interest, rather than simply going, hey, I don't like the idea of this film for whatever reason you may have, and not giving your money over. Because the quickest way to kill these films, and look, I don't want people to be, out of work or whatever, right? I'm not calling for people to be fired or not have their jobs. I'm just calling for them to have either better jobs or different jobs that are more productive or more useful and that sort of thing. Is if the if the 'cause if the, if these films had been tanking, Disney will stop making them. Because they will stop making money from them and it won't make financial sense for them anymore. So whether it is the case of your brain rot racism of, hey, I'm gonna blame this entire thing on one person because I don't like the color of their skin and they took a job and I don't like that, therefore I'm giving them my money, or the more normal thing of, hey, I don't think the film looks very interesting or whatever, but I'm gonna go and see it. You're still doing the wrong thing, which is giving this film. Now, I don't get me wrong, like, if you think a film, like, looks okay, or you trust the studio, or whatever, or you have your own normal reason for, like, hey, I'm not excited or interested in this film, but I'm curious about it. That's not quite the same thing. But if you are going into this film going, right, I'm gonna hate it, I'm not gonna like it, and like, oh, let's see this train wreck, you're not really doing the correct thing here because you're still giving Disney your money. So yeah, that's kind of sums it up a little bit. But let's take a quick break, and I've got some other stuff to get into, so we'll carry on with that in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualoo,
you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Qualia to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Qualia if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Qualia, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Qualia for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
All right, let's continue this delightful conversation here. Am I finished on the point about, like... Because there's honestly a whole bunch of, like, racial, political stuff that does tie into this film. And there's... I think there's some connections to be made with this. And with this next part, you could say I'm getting carried away with what I'm talking about here. But I just kind of need to go for it because I need to kind of... Yeah, the sort of, because this all fundamentally ties in with the sort of, and the anti-woke brain rot that we've all been witnessing for a bit of time. And this stems from things like the Muslim hate in this country, in the UK, for example. And like every single time a person, either of colour or black, commits a crime on the news. And I'm not, you know... I obviously condemn every person that commits a violent crime. Nobody should be doing that. And whatever colour your skin is or your background is from, you've committed a crime and you've committed a crime. But the fact in these days, in this day and age of, like, a person of colour or a black person commits a crime and it's just, must be a Muslim, straight away, gotta be, deport them, instantly, done. And... how some of, not all of those maybe, but some of those people, again, probably looked at this film and like, oh, it's woke, got, you know, person of colour, woman of colour, automatically means the whole thing's going to be terrible. It means that every single aspect of this film is going to fail because of that one person. And as I'm going to be describing these things, you might think that these things sound stupid, because they are, and like don't make sense and sound stupid and seem exaggerated, but these, I'm not exaggerating about the way I'm describing some of these people, because that's just the way that their brains work and it's the way that they behave, because their brain has been so brainwashed and rotted into being so narrowed in on, like, essentially person of colour or black person equals evil, no matter what, no matter what, whether it is somebody who's just innocently taking a job in Rachel Ziegler and performing as Snow White in a live-action film, or somebody who's committed a crime, like a violent crime or whatever, to some people, those two people are put in the same bucket or put in the same box of, like, woke, person of colour, black, immigrant, migrant, well, whatever phrase you want to use, equals evil no matter what. And there is no other kind of, to those people, there's no gray area, there's no kind of, and you can't debate with those types of people either, because they just see, well, they see black and they see evil. Is kind of a way to describe that. They see a black person or person of color or somebody that is different to them, but in this specific sense, I'm talking about black or people of color, and not like, you know, gay people and stuff, although still applies to them in that same sort of way. But I'm focusing on race here as opposed to sexuality. Yeah, it just. And this again is down to like what's happening in the world of politics and the way that people's minds are getting brainwashed and warped and just. Because to me, it's a brainwashing process, right? Your brain doesn't instantly switch to being rotted. It's. Your brain gets brainwashed over a period of time of. In whatever way it's happened, it doesn't always happen in the exact same way. Either a group of people that you're involved with, or people that you know, or things that you've read, or the way you've been educated, or the listening to the wrong politicians, let's call them that, although not a lot of them are great, but the more racist ones, you're listening to those, and for reasons that I don't understand, but reasons that are also fascinating to me, you're being convinced by those people that. Again, to kind of put it bluntly, black equals evil. I don't know how else to kind of really describe that in a more plain sense. Yeah, that's just I don't know what other way to sort of explain that, but it's that's how the brain rots. Racism happens, and it's a case of, to them, it doesn't matter who the writer on this film was. It doesn't even matter that this film is from Disney. Or that it is Snow White, although I'm using it as a obviously because of what's happened. It doesn't matter if it's directed by Mark Webb, or if it was directed by somebody else, or if the length of the film was different, or even if the dwarves were CG or not CG or whatever. But because the main person here is not what they want, and what they see is the evil thing, which is. Again, they look at evil, they look at black and they see evil. And that's just the full stop for them to that conversation. And their brain just does the thing that it does. And it's very unfortunate that it happens to these people. It really, really is, because then they go on to be harmful in society. And when we did have that young lad who again committed a horrible, horrible, horrible crime in the UK, the black lad, I can't remember his actual name, that killed the three young girls. Awful, awful thing to do. Not saying he did, you know, the right thing at all. Obviously it's a horrible, horrible thing to do. But when it was like the rumour started spreading straight away of like, oh, black guy, Muslim, this has spread that. No, it turns out it's from Wales and he's not a Muslim. But then they want to, and their brain is telling them, you've been told this person is a Muslim, although it doesn't matter if they're specifically Muslim or not, because again, and more specifically to that person, yes, they did a very evil thing, so it would be more fair in that situation. You look at that a picture of that person after knowing what they've done, and you'd see evil, but to them, it's you see black, you see evil. Again, very different to what's going on with Rachel Zegler. Different type of thing. I'm not trying to compare the two of them. And obviously, one of them, again, is just taking a normal acting job. And one of them has, unfortunately, murdered children. But that. And unless somebody can convince me otherwise, because, you know, I'm up for if someone wants to have a reasonable conversation about this and not just somebody that just goes, nope, woke, black, evil, bad. That's basically what it boils down to, isn't it? Black, woke, evil, bad. End of the day, that's just it, and you can't convince them otherwise. Now, to go over to the Gal Gadot side of things, right? And it's a case of, for some people, if you don't side with Israel, it means that you support Hamas. It's not true. That's not correct. And you have these people out there who are looking at what's happening, obviously, between Palestine, Israel, and Hamas, and going, oh, you're showing a Palestine flag in support of the innocent victims over in Palestine. Oh, that must mean that you support Hamas, you support terrorism, you're a terrorist, you're evil. And that's all that they see. And they don't actually understand that the men who are wielding the guns and doing the actions of Hamas are not the same people who are the innocent civilians of Palestine. But because that's what they've been convinced and told, and again, you have an actress in this film who very openly support, it's not some sort of secret. She's been on stages, live stages, where she's talked about this whole Israel thing. But because if you're on the other side and you're like, oh no, I've more side with Palestine, automatically means you're a Hamas supporter, automatically means you're a terrorist. You're the terrorist, not just them, but you are as well. I hope you can start to see, because I'm not trying to just ramble and babble on here. I have been thinking about this for like more than a couple of days, and I hope that you can see that while some of these things are different, and there's different examples I've given here, they are linked together. But it all comes back to what I've tried to put in this title. It's that brain rot. It's this idea that you're seeing these different things, right? The young lad who killed the girls, and the assumption that was made there, again, did a very wrong, evil, awful thing and should be punished accordingly or correctly, whatever. And then you're seeing the Gal Gadot, Israel. Oh, but if you don't support Israel, it means you support Hamas, it means you're a terrorist, and how extreme that is. And then the other side on this innocent little film that Rachel Zegler just took a job. Just, you know, I assume for most actresses, if Disney calls you and says, hey, do you want to be the live action Snow White? I don't imagine a lot of people turn that down. And she's getting, again, from these people that have had the brain rot happen to them, are blaming this woman for the entire mess of this film. Like, there's lots and lots and lots of social media posts and videos I've come across, not ones I've looked for. I've not looked for this stuff. It's just there, front and center. Because obviously, this is such a big film and a big talking point. But the talking point I've seen more on this film is more about, like, rather than, okay, is this film itself actually any good? Is the writing good? Is the acting good? Is the directing good? Is the story well portrayed? Etc. etc. That's almost been dismissed as the conversation, again, from the brain rot people. And just, even if, because I think I diverted myself from a little point earlier, I'm just remembering now. Even if somebody has gone right, anti-woke, black equals evil, you know, the thing I tried to explain earlier, and they've gone to see this film and have actually realised that they've enjoyed the film, like, well presented, well acted, and all this kind of stuff, but because their brain, again, the brain rot is the focus here, they've actually enjoyed this film and have lied. And because they're so fixated, and I promise you that this is probably true, at least for a portion of people, because I can almost feel it in some of these social media posts and some of these YouTube videos. You did actually like this film, but you're so focused on, again, black equals evil. This woman is bad. She's awful to them, not because they did anything to her, because they're so focused on the color of this person's skin. Doesn't matter if she was good in the film, or her facial acting was good, body acting was good, the line delivery was good. Don't matter. Completely irrelevant. there would have possibly been people that have come away from this film and actually liked it and gone on their way to make their social media posts, make their YouTube video, make their TikTok video, whatever. And because their brain is telling them, because their brain is rotted so much, they have to convince themselves that this film was bad. Even if they actually realise they enjoyed it, their brain is so focused on this film has to be bad and we have to hate on it. Again, you've got the 1.5 thing on IMDb. That's what they have to do. That's what the brain has told them that they have to do. Even if they've enjoyed like certain parts of it, even if they've thought like, oh, it looks like the visual. Because if I'm to bet on anything that looks that is good from this film, the visuals, apart from the CGI dwarf things, I mean, like, you know, lighting and the way the film looks, probably looks pretty decent. Like, if I'm to bet on anything, this film that does actually look, that is actually pretty good, is probably the visuals. Because for the most part, whether it's been the mixed bag on these different films, these live action films, from most of them, what I can remember most of the positives being is, oh, the CG or the visuals or like the background images or, you know, bits and pieces or whatever. These films have looked good to a chunk of people. But again, they're so focused on we have to hate this film because this woman is in this film. And you might think I'm exaggerating by saying that, but I really think that that's very, very possible. You might think I've exaggerated everything I've said in this podcast, but I promise you that there's people out there that their brains work in the way that I've described. And the sad part, I mean, apart from the racism, which we're unfortunately used to, the sad part is it might not even be their fault that they've ended up that way. The fact that they've continued that and not tried to look on the other side of things, that's more their fault because of the way they've consumed information. But because of maybe their upbringing, people they've listened to in different parts of their lives, maybe things that their friends have said, the brainwashing has rotted that person's brain so much to the point where that's the way their brain works. And it's really sad. It's really, really a shame. So, yeah. But no, I'm not personally planning on seeing the film myself. I never had any interest from day one because I just didn't have any interest, really. So, yeah. But just to kind of get back to normal a bit here and not and take our heads out of that well. If you think I'm incorrect or wrong or I'm not seeing the backlash in the correct way, because I'm very much open to the discussion of I could be wrong about the backlash, but when I'm seeing the things I'm seeing and I'm seeing those conversations connected and relayed in other real world things like the Israel-Palestine thing and, you know, black crime and all that kind of thing, and the assumptions that are made about people, because the one last little connection that I want to make, and this will be the last one, because we have a discussion, it's not a very healthy one, or balanced one, because of the whole stop the boats thing, and how, like, if you deport all of these people, whether they're good or whether they're bad, because we don't process them properly or at all, this idea that if you deport every single migrant or immigrant, whether or not you think all of the people you think are immigrants or migrants are actually them, again, the assumption through them being black, that everything in this country will automatically be solved if we just deport those people, is not correct. Will it help if you appropriately punish the ones that are bad? Yes, it would. But that doesn't mean deporting all of them will just automatically solve this country's problem. And then it gets to like, okay, some of these people from these other countries, again, because of their skin color, are like automatically assumed to be religious, automatically assumed to be Muslim, automatically assumed to be bad. Again, black equals evil to these people. And again, how that relates back to this film. And you can see how I'm trying to connect those dots there. And it is exhausting. It is, but I think we have to talk about these things. But man, the amount of posts I've come across of just, oh, look at Rachel again, look at Rachel again. It's bad because of her. The whole film's bad just because of her. She's the only reason it's bad. And not actually thinking about anything else. It's nasty to see, but it genuinely fascinates me how these people's brain works. So there you go. Anyway, if you've got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, I think I covered everything here in the way that I sort of wanted to. If you've got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on Snow White, even if you just want to tell me that you've seen the film and you like it and you don't like, or you like it, sorry, you've seen the film and you like it or you don't like it, you can feel free to tell me that. If you want to recommend the film to me, maybe there's something in the film you think I might like. That's fair as well. Doesn't mean I'm going to watch it, but you can have that discussion with me as well if you want to. And if you think that every single thing I've said here is bad and stupid, well, if you just tell me it's bad and stupid and don't explain why, then I might not engage with you in the conversation. But if you've got a deeper conversation there, I'm willing to listen to that. But anyway, any of your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on anything I've mentioned here, matthew@entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkUK, Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main night podcast. Just to note again, quickly, some of our podcasts are not playing the correct episodes. Not all of them, but some of them. Please, if you come across an episode that does not work, whether it's a newer one or an older one, all I'm asking you to do is there's a lot of different ways you can contact us. You don't have to have Twitter. It can be email, information in your show notes, whatever. All I want you to do is just write the name of the podcast. Doesn't have to be the whole name. It can just be such and such review or whatever episode it is, and just say doesn't work. That's all I'm asking you to do. I will continue to check them myself. It's going to be a process. But if you find an episode doesn't work before I do, that'll be very, very helpful. And I can correct the episode, and then you can listen to the episode, because we have an issue ongoing with the site at the moment. But it'd be really, really helpful if you come across an episode that doesn't work. Please let me know, and I can look at that episode sooner rather than later, I suppose. So, yes, you can do that as well. That would be very, very helpful. But all your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, I've already told you how you can write them in. And that would be very helpful as well. In the meantime, you can find, what we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main night, podcasts, and podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk. For all of that, whether my social media, listening to more stuff helps us out. If someone mentioned some of the podcasts on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options. Look for that as well if you like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, and geektown.co.uk. Check out your TV and your film news over there. We're on Twitch at eTalkUK as well, but more active on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. All right, that's that one. Yeah, thanks for listening, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.